Blog Talk Radio.
Quit playing, you make that beat.
Nigga study you, shorty know what a hunter do. Actually, the nigga backing me is right in front of you, raising a daughter. Sometimes depend what a father do, nigga stun on you, front on you. Niggas can't even bow but bun on you, them niggas lame. I hope you get testicular cancer in the brain, dickhead, by the time you get there. I'll be somewhere with a six-pack and a six-pack, a lips and a hip big. My box is covered in a lipstick, I'm pussy fat but ain't good. So that's a misprint, I'm a misfit, I did it and beyond. Shiny watch, looking like the old city on my arm. Highly flammable, barely can get into Canada. Run this rap shit, I got stamina. You an amateur, I aim at you, I bang at you. Hope a plane hit you, fuck you and whoever came with you. Trying to express beautiful pain with you. Like a tattoo of a framed picture of a dead homie, maybe a family member. I got some gambling scriptures like, scared money don't make no money. Bet now motherfuckers gon' take nothing from me. Got ounces allowed, you can hear me smoking. I be coughing on the crowd, you can hear me choking, nigga.
Ooh, I feel so fly. Changed so far.
About hurting, try washing clothes and no detergent. Daddy deserted, so now we serve, saying we're serving. Dreaming we had a furnace, so cold, we sleeping under curtains. What can I say? It got me highly motivated. Mama, two job working, banana companies emerging. Need a 2 week notice before they say don't need a service. I'm too young to have burdens, but still feel I should be further. But who am I kidding? I had bridges, I just burn them. My mama need earnings, ain't had no time for high learning. Call me hypocrite, backslider, you name it, I done heard it. The way that they speak of me, you think I'm ready murdered. It's hard to be laid back, my head is so assertive. But I gave my life up, I gave my rights up, I gave my dice up, and I gave my dikes up. I gave my vice up in every club that lights up. And this is what an intern with no perm lights up. They don't see my pain. I guess it's beautiful pain. It gotta be beautiful pain. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta say much.
You heard it, Ray
here on the DJ Black Caesar show, man. The DJ Black Caesar Friends show, guys. I'm sorry about that. Hey, guys, check it out. Check it out. Check it out right now. One of our guests didn't show up tonight, so sorry. I apologize for that. John Rose didn't show up. JR, the golden ticket, but we'll probably still get his music played tonight. So I'm just letting you guys know that. But I do have somebody on the phone with me right now. I'm going to let him say his name, introduce himself. What's up, my man? Come on front and center. And I'm going to cut your mic on right now. I'm going to cut everybody's mic on right now. I see everybody's mic was cut off when the music's playing. So I don't do that. The software does that. But I got you guys back on now. Let me introduce my guest, first of all. Let me introduce my guest. What's up, Dern?
What up, man? It's Shazay the Don, man. I'm the hottest rapper in Middle Georgia. Any search engine, you can type that in and find me out. But I'd like to thank DJ Black Caesar and friends for having me on this show, man. And I'm ready to turn up. I got two new singles. I got two TV shows that I'm doing. Everything straight, man. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be here, man. And I'm ready to turn up with y'all.
You know what? And we're grateful to have you. And you know what? You just said the key word, cut up with y'all. Because that's exactly what you're going to be doing, man. I know you got a TV show. I know you got a couple TV shows you work on yourself called Country Niggas News.
Ninja News. Hey, Country Ninja News. And you know what the ninja
right,
is, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? But Country Ninja News, man, it's almost going worldwide, man. Everybody loving it, man, you know what I mean? You know, it's real funny. It's real political. You're going to have a good time when you watch it, man. And it's something amazing, man. It's something good, man. Something fun. You know what I mean? And it's truthful. So, you know, that's what we living with, the truth. That's all.
Well, Dunn, I appreciate that intro, man. I really do. But first of all, let me introduce my co-host. I have my co-host on the phone with me right now. Harold, where you at, Harold? Harold the Hippie, are you there? Yeah, he's always on that stuff, man. He's probably got a phone.
Hey, man, what's going on, Caesar, man? I'm here,
hey,
man.
Harold,
shout out DJ Black Caesar, man.
What have you been doing, Harold? Are you on that?
Oh, man, life is good, man. I'm all excited, man. I love the guest you got on, man. I'm a big follower of him and Fresh Prince, man.
Fresh Prince.
Didn't you say this is Jazzy Jeff?
No,
this is Jazzy the Don. Not Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, well,
wow.
Man. Well,
Hey, Harold, I'm totally confused now, man. Hey, Harold, let me introduce my other guest, man, if you don't mind. Let me introduce my other guest. Everybody, this is
Harold. Harold, you geeked up, actually.
Hey, Harold's always geeked up. He's always on that stuff. Hey, anyway.
Harold sounds like he's
out there with me. Yo, Willie, are you out there?
I'm out of here, Caesar. I'm here.
How you doing, Willie? You sound like you had a rough week this week.
Yeah, I had a rough week, Caesar. I spent about 3 days this week in a goddamn jail cell.
Damn, you stay in jail, man. What the hell are you doing?
I'm going to tell you something. I've got coming from Georgia State Line with that goddamn moonshine.
Well, brother, you already know the deal is on that.
What kind of moonshine you had? Cause like you know, it's different kinds. Now you got the clear kind with the small bubbles, or do you got the peach kind, or do you do the flavor kind? You know, how do you move your moonshine, sir?
Well, I just started doing the peaches. I got some peaches over there from Georgia. That's why I was ordered for it. Got some peaches over there, and I've been busy over here in Mississippi trying to get this moonshine out. I think next time I come to Georgia, I'm going to drop some down to you so you can see how it tastes.
I'll give me a jar, too, man. It depends on your prices, see, because my man, the guy that I used to get my moonshine from, you know, he don't play. He got everything I need, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you're going to drop it out to me for a reasonable price, we can make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie.
I'll tell you what we do. I'm going to drop that off to you, and I got some special moonshine. I got coffee in it, and orange juice, and I got some cigarette ashes in it, and that too. That's pretty good.
That's you done been in prison.
Hold on, guys, before you get started.
Have you been a train gang?
Let me just follow up, co-host, man. Miss Ma'am, what's Ma'am? Where you at, Miss Ma'am?
I'm right here, sugar.
How you doing, Miss Ma'am?
I'm doing fine. I'm just here listening to Willie and his bullshit. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think Harold was trying to say something to Willie. Harold, what were you trying to say to Willie, Harold?
Hey, I was just trying to see how he's been, man. He's supposed to be working on this special batch of moonshine for me, man. So it's got the THC in it, man. I want to see if he's done yet.
I got that special moonshine for you, but hell, I promise everybody I'm gonna make some money this goddamn year. I'll make some goddamn money. I give yours free, so I'll give yours to you any goddamn time I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Check it out, guys.
All
right, this is the way we get down on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. We actually go to a song right now. Let you guys check out a song. And then we'll be back, and we'll probably come on back with my man, the Dunn, and see what he has going on his way. And we'll check him out. So you guys just hold on, keep your seats, and we'll be right back after this song by Coke and myself.
Dirty laundry, man. We gon' air him out, though. Yeah. I got a problem with your haters. This issue is major, like Kool-Aid. Sugar fucking up the flavor. Got bitches that I made, same bitches that hate me. Baby mama drama escalating, son devastated. Can't trust no niggas, even though they say they cool. They plotting on you from the dome, homie, don't play the fool. Selling dope ain't fun no more, nigga, you need to quit it. Cause once you start getting dope, everybody snitching. I never met a real nigga in my lifetime. A lot of niggas claim to be the devil is a lie. A bitch got a motor behind every move she make. Bite the fruit, she had sex with Satan. That means she knew to serve it. That means she's at his service. That means pussy is power. That pleasure's pushing perfect. You either feel me or you don't, nigga. Jealousy will either kill me or it won't, nigga. I ain't afraid to die. Nah. I ain't afraid to fly. Nah. I believe in God, but I ain't sanctified. Dirty laundry, air him out, about to carry him out. Like Jesus found out I was at the knife, stare him down. I truly believe.
They got the nerve to break your tracks, not your stacks. Let's get it.
You're now tuned in to Nerve DJs Radio.
Wow. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in to the Nerve DJs, man. The ones that break tracks, not your stacks, guys. That's how we do it. That's how we get down, man. I just want to say hello to everyone once again. I want to say what's up to my guests that are on the phone right now. Actually, I got the Don on the phone, man. We're going to get into it with him a little bit. But first of all, let's see what Harold's been doing. What's up, Harold? What you been up to this week?
Hey, man. Oh, man, not too much, man. I ordered a pizza earlier, and they forgot one of the toppings, man.
One of the toppings, man.
But guess what, Caesar? I had my own little stash, man, of mushrooms.
I already know what you did. Believe me. Hey, let me ask my man Willie a question. Hey, Willie, I know you're listening, man. Do you get down like Harold? Do you always do that kind of stuff, or are you like a calm, cool dude, Harold? I mean, Willie, because. You know what, Willie, it's been a while, man. I really don't know what you got going on. So what you got going on, Willie? You stay in jail. I know that a lot. So what's going on with you?
I'm going to tell you what I've been doing lately, Caesar. I've been trying to perfect this new moonshine I got here. And
what, the peach can?
The peach can with the cigarette ashes in it. I got cigarette ashes in this one. Caesar,
I got a quick question, really. Why do you got cigarette ashes in the moonshine? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I was smoking on a cigarette. I drank some moonshine, and something about it got in my damn glass, and goddamn, it just tastes so good. I had to put it on market.
Good to tell somebody, huh?
Where's that buddy?
Say you had to sell somebody, huh?
I had to sell somewhere. I mean, everybody's wondering, like, damn, this really look good. It's like, the mash is made like it has some glitter up in it or something. They thought it was like platinum moonshine or whatever.
Wow. Like that gold slacker, right, with the gold in it, gold flakes.
That's right. So what I'm going to do now, Caesar, I figure out how I'm going to do it. I'm going to get you to help me market this. I'm going to get one of the Masonic jars with that platinum top on it.
Masonic jar? You mean a mason jar?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Willie
gets a little confused. He was a top Mason in the Klan. That's what I was talking. I'm sorry about that, buddy.
No, you're all right, Willie. You make mistakes every week.
You used to be in the Klan, too? You sound like you used to be in the Klan. You sound like you used to be in the Klan, but you...
What? Peter said I used to be in the Klan.
Yeah, he used to be in a clan, man. He also has a pure passion for his horse, also. He has a horse over there with him. Hey, guys.
Oh. That damn horse died, Caesar.
Hey, man. I'm confused, man, because it's like he's a clansman, man, and he's got a black horse, and he's a black redneck, man, so I'm confused, man.
He's a black redneck. Wow. Hey, though. It's the same thing as a black redneck, though.
This guy's a black redneck, man. I know him, man. The only thing that's wearing on him is his sheet.
Yeah, he must have that mate.
Hey, listen, that seat, I'm going to tell you something. I've been sleeping on that goddamn floor in the goddamn jail cell, and that damn sheet got dirty.
Wow.
You go to jail a lot, man.
He's in
jail. Why do you go to jail so much?
I go to jail. I stay in trouble. I was trying to find somewhere to stay crunk out here, Miss. There ain't nothing down here to really do, not in their own end. And so I stay in the woods a lot, and then I get caught up with the go deer hunting out of season. What's that? We got the park ranger or whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
Willie, are you sure you ain't white, Willie? Because you act like a white dude.
Well, the thing about it is, I grew up around them all of my goddamn life. My grandfather white, my grandmama white. You know, everybody's white around here. And I mean, it's just ridiculous around here. And even my buddy Harold white.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I'm cool, man.
Yeah, hell, you pretty cool there, huh?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, you want, after the show, man, I'll get your address and send you some magical brownies, man.
I need some damn brownies. I'm going to put you some goddamn platinum moonshine here.
Man, see, the holidays are coming up, man. The holidays are here, man. You know, everybody's going to be happy ordering some of Christmas brownies, man.
Shit, I ain't going to be happy. I got too many children, man. They want too much. Everybody want a Tendo or whatever they want, you know. I can't afford all that, you know.
Tendo? Tendo, play it out.
You know,
Nintendo,
man. A Wii.
PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
A Wii. A Wii
can play that, too.
My
mom and dad got a Wii, man.
Man.
Tell
me, you come here. Get your Wii.
You get a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. That's what we really need.
Right.
No.
I'm going to
tell you what I do to them. They asked me for a PlayStation. I said, get your wee ass up out of here. You just got played.
Hey, check it out,
is that me, man?
I got a caller on the phone right now. I think they want to say something. I got a 404. Your mic is open. It's been open, man. But 404, if you got a question, go ahead and make it now or make a comment.
No, and I did was just going on what y'all was just talking about, man. You know, I'm just sitting there listening, just vibing and with it. But, man, but it is a little country, though, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
Yeah, and Willie's crazy from the sticks.
Man, boy, he's got to talk about Mississippi. Talking about that's all they got to do and all that stuff, man. You in the country, man. You got to do what you got to do, man. You can't sit around saying there ain't nothing to do. Shit, man, you got to make something to do.
You tell them, goddamn it, you gotta do what they only gotta do down here. Goddamn
what? You got a lumberjack. If you got the roof, you got the roof. If you got the sign, you got the sign. If you got to go outside and fish, you just got to go outside and fish.
If you got to dig a ditch with a spoon, you go do it.
Then you know down there in Mississippi, you know they come out, man. Shit, you know, motherfuckers don't come out with no clothes on. They come out with drawers on and they boxers, they long johns. They don't come out with no clothes, so it don't really make no difference, man. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question. Who is that from the 404 that's doing all that talking?
This Bill CT.
Are you?
Man, that's my boy, man. His name is Tater Tot. What's up, Tater Tot?
It's all right. Hell, but you know, it's all right, man. I'm in here just vibing, just listen to it and just commenting on it. And I'm really just listening more than anything, man. Like I say, buddy, man, he cuts his hair.
I like the way you talk, dude. I like that. I like the way you talk.
You really sound
like a brother, man. See, for me, I talk the same way, too. You know, I got shotguns and 410s and all kind of shit to shoot out here in the goddamn country where I'm from. Shit, hell.
Don't tell me.
Hell yeah, boy.
Shit. Yeah, man. Hey, Willie, man, let them know about your situation, man. How you got to pay child support to your sister, man.
Listen. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Willie, what is he talking about? You paying child support to your sister, man.
Hey, Caesar, I'm gonna tell you the truth about that. Harold, you know damn well that's Caesar's baby. That's not my baby. That's Caesar's baby. That baby.
Hey, you know what? You guys always turn around and put me in the equation, man. You need to stop lying.
They're trying to imply that you got chilling out of wedlock, player.
I do have children out of wedlock. But
I'm gonna tell you something. I saw that baby. I kept that baby for Willie, and that baby looked just like you.
Just like who, man?
That baby looked just like your ass.
Was he light skinned with long hair?
He got little muscles too.
Wow.
Hey, man. Hey. I think it might be your sissies. I don't like that it's 5 years old and smokes a cigar, man.
Whoa, man. Request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Did this man just say he saw a kid smoking a cigar?
I saw your 5-year-old smoking a cigar, man.
Come to my dough, baby. It's your baby. I've been keeping your baby.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, you're doing it again. You're cutting over Harold. Harold was talking, and you cut right in there. Now, what were you saying, Harold?
No, man, I was just saying, man, the kid looks like you when it's smoking the cigar, man, but 5 years old, man, it's not
true. Oh, so you you guys are trying to be funny because I used to smoke cigars. Like when I go out before, I'm gonna have a cigar in my mouth. So the king looks
the
like he's dead cigar.
Your bad habit, man.
Wow.
I told that baby. I'm gonna tell you what I did.
Who's that trying to talk over what we call Miss Ma'am?
My bad. Sorry about that, man. Go ahead, man.
I'm gonna let you speak.
I want to know what kind of cigar they smoke. Do they smoke Good Time, Finley, Edward King? What?
Yeah.
What kind of cigar they smoke?
I don't know what kind it is. I kept that baby one day, and I told that baby, I said, do me a favor, put on this blue dicky suit. He put the blue dicky suit on, let his hair down, and he put some shades on.
You sound like a hell of a babysitter,
I mean, mate. Boy, I swear, you guys are trying to feel funny now. Come on, man. Don't even go there, Miss Ma'am. Hell, first of all, they don't have a blue dicky suit to fit me. I wear a black dicky suit.
Black dicky suit. I didn't know what damn color it was. I just know it was a dicky suit.
Yeah, I know your eyes are bad. Trust me, they're black. Hey, look, check it out, guys. I know we're all having fun, but let's get into our interview now. Because we've been on the phone for a little bit over 30 minutes, and we still haven't got an interview. So come center, brother, and tell us what you do. Well, tell everybody your name first, and then tell us what you do.
Name is Jazay the Don. I am the hottest rapper in Middle Georgia. You can type that in any search engine. It'll pop up. You can see me. I have well over 300 or 400 videos on YouTube right now with over 70 subscribers and with over 70,000 viewers. And basically, man, I do hip-hop and I do comedy. And I got a show that I do called the Country Ninja News. You can type that in any search engine, whatever, and it'll pop up. And we're like on our eighth episode right now. You can find that on YouTube. It's the Country Ninja News, and man, it's very funny, very crazy, very creative. It's very new. You know what I mean? We discuss politics. We discuss all the current events that's going on. And you know, we just try to strike a fire in your mind with laughter. So you know what I mean? That's basically what we do. And I got a new episode coming out this Friday. Country Ninja News episode. Seven, I think. Yeah, episode seven. So we're on episode seven right now. So we're basically trying to expand, man. We're trying to do something major, man. I'm just glad you got me on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show.
We glad to have you too, my brother. But let me see. We got another phone caller out there. Let's see what this phone caller wants right quick. Let me open up their mic, the phone. 215, your mic is open. You got a comment? Would you like to ask a question to these country guys on the phone with me right now?
Well, I've been listening for so long, I forgot the question.
Well, I'm sorry, man. When you get it back,
you can go ahead and put me back on, I guess, hold. How about that?
Oh, wow, man. What's wrong?
I mean, you know, every time I call, I got to go through this. Like, why is that?
Harold,
can I answer that question for her, please?
Go ahead,
if you're sitting back there looking at the switchboard that I have right now, it's full up. You got like over a couple hundred people already on the phone with us. And then we got people online, asking me questions online. It's just difficult for me to do. It's a switchboard that one man is buying, so... We got like 100,000 viewers that tune into this show right here, so it's kind of hard, man. I'm sorry that you've been on the phone several times and then couldn't get in.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you explained that to me. I mean, I feel like so awesome that you took the time to just explain that to me.
Yeah, you know what? I'll make up for it. I'll send you some brownies.
What did you call?
What kind of brownies?
That damn Harold is excited.
Brownie? Did you say something about brownie?
Where you calling from, dog?
Say that again.
Where are you calling from, dog?
Philadelphia. Philadelphia, of course.
Philly, hey, what part of Philly? What part of Philly? You know what I mean? That's my stomach ground.
It's your stomping ground. What part of Philly is your stomping ground?
North Philly, Erie Ave, you know what I mean? Broad and Erie, Shelham, you know what I mean?
All right, well, I'm from Shelham.
You from Shelham? Yeah, they still got that ratchet mall in there?
The who?
that ratchet mall that everybody go to. That ratchet mall that everybody go to with the grocery store attached to it.
Yes,
with the Chinese man, the Chinese liquor store right beside it. You know what I'm talking about.
But that's not sure.
They have a Chinese liquor store in Philadelphia, man. Wow. Hey, is that the
What the hell?
What was that?
Is that Miss Trotter? Is that Miss
yes,
Trotter?
Yes, it is. That's me.
Hi, Miss Trotter. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, dog. I'm doing good, man. Long time no hear.
I know, right? Well, I called actually last week, and you know, we kind of went through the same thing, so I just didn't say anything because everybody else was talking.
Okay.
So I just listened. Listened then.
Oh, I'm glad I picked on your number tonight, man, because I see a lot of numbers out there, and I'm sorry, guys, that we can't pick you right now, but we got to get into our show. But, Miss Trotter, thank you for coming in and checking the show out, man. Hey, Miss Trotter, I'm gonna get with you probably tomorrow, call you up tomorrow, and I got some stuff I want to talk to you about.
All right, cool, because my new song will be out on Monday.
Your new song?
Yeah, I just came out with a new song. It's going to be out on Monday.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you're doing R&B now? Are you rapping now or you're doing R&B?
It's going to be a rap, but I'm going to have R&B in there too.
Hey, you know what, man? I just talked to this woman like about a couple months ago. She was booking artists. Now she's rapping. Hey, check it out, Dad. Also has a radio station. Tell us about your radio station you got right now, ma'am.
Okay. UE Radio Live is internet / TV. So anyone can come on and actually get, it's live at the whole time. The whole thing is live. We're worldwide, just like DJ Black Caesar. I'm under him, actually. He's pretty much, like, over me. He's like my manager, I guess.
Wow.
Hey, tell me something about Philly. Is Erie Ave still
popping like a Yeah. Really? Back in out there where all the artists go to perform before they hit the streets, like Meek Mills and all that. Yep, we still have Erie Ave.
What about Risto Lane over there in Shellingham? They still be thugging over there?
Pretty much. Well, you know, that's the Pretty Boys. You mean the Pretty Boys?
Yeah, the guy to get to the money over there.
Yeah, yep. All that's still going on. Everything's still going on. So
yeah,
where you at now?
My
stomach ground
is P-H-I-L-L-Y. I love Philly.
You in Atlanta now, you said?
Yeah, I'm in GA right now, but I used to love Philly, man. Philly used to be my stomping grounds, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Crazy.
So we about to hear a song or something that you did? Is that what we're about to hear?
Oh yeah. I got some new music. I just dropped. You know what I mean? I got a show called The Country Nigga News. It's on YouTube right now. You can type it in. You can type in Jazza the Don, J-A-S-E-T-A-D-O-N. Man, I'm like the hottest rapper in Middle Georgia right now. I'm dropping major stuff. And you know, and since you are from Philly, man, shout out to Dutch and Spade, man. Spade, that my homeboy. You know what I mean? Dutch and Otto, Spade just came home. You know what I mean? So, you know, he hit me up on Twitter. I hadn't seen a nigga like 5-2 years, but you know what I mean? I'm pretty much cool, like the old heads.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking you. He old heads. His name is Shelliano.
What they used to call him? They used to call him something else, though, right?
Just Shell. Shelliano. Shelliano CEO.
It's been so long since I've been in Philly, though, but you know what I mean? It's been a minute, man. It's been almost like 8, 9, 10 years, something like that. So, you know what I mean? But I just love Philly, though. I remember when I was there, though, you know what I mean? The city was just...
I don't go.
Them girls.
Wow.
Oh, the girls, they straight. But one thing about it, you gotta watch them, boy. They'll set you up, boy, and rob you, boy.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I don't know any of them, but he might be right.
Yeah. You know, I don't date girls, so I don't know.
They get you on the pill, boy. You be sick, boy.
Wow,
man, I like the Philly cheesesteaks, man, when I get the munchies, man.
Yeah. I'm look like Harold. I like the Philly cheesesteaks too, Harold.
Hey, smoke break. Who's taking a smoke break, man? Wow.
Do the fake Air Force Ones on Market Street too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to get like 8 pair of them. And wear them every day.
They pretty much changed a lot though. I mean, they built it up, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
cool. So, Caesar, was a question you had asked me before?
I was like, dang, I just talked to you like about a month ago, and you were getting people booked for a show, and now you're doing shows yourself.
Well, no, I'm not actually just doing this because, you know, I'm doing it for fun, so it's a little bit different.
Okay. Okay, I get you. I do it every now and then for fun. Harold is falling in love with a couple of my songs, man. He said, hey, you know what, Caesar, those songs right there could go be hits. And I was like, really? And and then I was looking at it. I actually put it out there on Hawkshare, and the song is actually doing pretty good. I got a lot of viewers on it. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. But anyway, Miss Trotter, we will get back to you in a second. I got to get this guy on the phone for an interview. We just keep talking.
Well, I'm going to look up his stuff.
Hey, look, check it out, Mr. Trotter. Since you're asking for a song, we're about to play a song right now. Josh the Dunn, go ahead and introduce this song. It's called Hard Day Work.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's the hottest rapper in Middle Georgia checking in on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. And this is my new single, Hard Day's Work. It's a banger, baby. World familiar. You already know what it is.
Now that we're living in the fifth age, it's a lot of things that's gonna change. I, Disco the Bass Don, was sent here to help you.
Crack, glamour.
I've been trapping all day long, cussing all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you.
I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long.
James calling my phone. I don't wanna hang up with you. I just wanna get home. Set my dope and get gone. She was like, hold on. I can't believe that I fuck with you. She be bumping my track. I was out selling crack. She got cushion her track. We turned up and that's what it do. I'm just trying to get paid. Money out to be made. Eat her like a souffle. That's the reason I'm cuffing you. Tantric karma sutra. Activate the chakra. I'm the phantom of the show. Call it sex. I'm talking proper. Butter from the side. Won't you come and put that cookie monster in my mind? Trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you.
I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day, trying to get away. They wanna see me fucked up in jail.
But I'm too smart for them fluff niggas. Try me up and I bump, nigga. Had your head with them lumps, nigga. You ain't smart, you flunk, nigga. I picked her up and I got with her. I got the kids, no baby. Get off your ass, you a lazy nigga. I'm insane like a crazy nigga. I live my life like baby, nigga. Do you understand who made me, nigga? G-O-D, Fifth Age Disco. This is not what we living in. No giving in, my dividends. They will spend to our friends so we can win again and again. This is not what we living in. No giving in, my dividends, they will be to our friends, so we can win again and again. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you. I've been trapping all day long, hustling all day long. I can't wait till I get home. Shawty, I'm in love with you.
Track glamour.
Wow, that was pretty straight right there, man. I was digging that. Hey, Harold.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, Harold. Did you come up out of your seat with your brother? Sir?
Yeah, man. That was nice, man. I liked the beat, man. It was really cool, man.
Hey, Harold, what I'm talking to you, why do you always take intermission? Are you like, do you have to think about what you're going to say?
Oh, man, you got to do a smoke break occasionally, man. Clear your mind, man.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, I agree with him. I agree with him on that now. I agree with him.
Oh,
on
yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I've watched a couple of your videos, my man, so I know you agree with him. Because you guys be
yes, sir. I'm an advocate of marijuana.
Yeah, I got you, man. I'm an advocate, too, man. If I wasn't on probation, believe me, I'll be doing it also. But since I'm on probation, I got to be cool. So, you guys can do
smoke.
Yeah, you can do it for me, man. Ms. Trotter, I know you're not an advocate of it. Do you do that, Ms. Trotter?
Ms. Trotter, gone.
No, I do.
Ms. Trotter, you just trying to feel like she smokes weed in her spare time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay, guys.
If she stay in Philly, she's definitely smoke weed, boy. That set it up, but make you smoke. If you don't smoke if you stay in Philly. So I know.
Yeah,
she
I got. Like yeah, you gonna smoke? You gonna smoke, Dilsko?
You're right.
Wow, you guys are all right. Hey, now I got a question for you, my man. How long you been rapping? And basically, where have you done your shows at?
Hold on,
let me answer that.
He been rapping ever since. He been, man, in high school, man, ever since. Like, you know, he been rapping a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't no rookie to, you know, with the word play or none of that, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mean to cut him off or nothing, but, hey, he been doing it since he in high school, man. He got much love for it, man, much love for the music.
Yep, man. I've been doing it for a long time. I got a lot of fans. I got people that listen to me, man, everywhere, like in Indonesia and Tanzania and, you know, Tanzania, that's Eastern Africa. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, I got a lot of fans everywhere. And, I take rap music real seriously, you know what I mean, when it comes down to my craft. For sure. So, you know, that's basically, I just try to, you know what I'm saying, take my craft seriously, and then, like, you know, I've been doing the measure for a good little minute. I've done shows with 2 Chainz, Bo Hagen, Corleone, Rich Kids, Travis Porter, OJ the Juice Man. You can go on YouTube and just type in Jazz of the Dumb. I got all my shows and everything that I've done, man, documented or whatever. You can type in Jazz of the Dumb TV. You know what I mean? The YouTube channel just got a new facelift, so, you know, it's very entertaining. So, you know, I just try to do more than just rap. I try to build a brand. So, you know, that's basically what Jazzy the Don is all about. Wow, man. Hey, man, we might as well kick Jermaine Dupri's ass out of ATL, man, just let you be there. Damn right, Jermaine Dupri broke his hell anyway, so we don't, you know, Jermaine Dupri, we got more money. All of us on the phone got more money than Jermaine Dupri right now, basically.
Wow. So
I know I got about 30% of kick whatever what y'all got with him. No, he broke.
Is he not banging Janet Jackson anymore?
You know, see, he's stupid. See, cause one thing about it, man, if you got a woman like Janet Jackson, first of all, what you supposed to do first? Get her pregnant.
Yeah, you supposed to get money, cause she got money.
You supposed to get Janet Jackson pregnant. As soon as you get her, you get her pregnant. So
Wow.
And then after she get pregnant, you know what I'm saying, you tell her, look here, baby, you know what I'm saying, I love you, baby, I ain't finna never leave you no more in life, you know what I'm saying, we got to get married. You know what I mean, we ain't got to do no big wedding, baby, we can go to Vegas. And then you go get the justice of the peace, then you get married. She had that baby, you wait 6 more weeks, and then you impregnate her again, and you do that
then,
about 3 more times.
Then you sell out a picture when you went to Las Vegas on the internet.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
And everything.
I got a question for you cats now. I asked a question. Nobody's answered it. All you said is get her pregnant. I said, was Janet Jackson still with Jermaine Dupri?
I believe
he wouldn't be broke.
No, he can't be with her.
That's a simple question to ask somebody. You know the answer to that, man. You say, okay, he broke. Well, damn, Janet, don't left. She gone.
Gotta be.
It's simple as plain. Because you just you heard now another Bow Wow come out here. Well, that's something that broke.
But she bailed him out one time before. You know, he owed on them taxes, man. He owed like $10 million, man. She bailed him out. So he got to really kind of stick around, you know what I mean? Because she, but at the same time, he can't really ask for no more money neither.
Wow.
He even asked for $10 million. How you gonna ask for? You done screwed off $10 million, and then you want $10 million? Oh, come on, man.
Wow. Hey, I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, what's up, Miss Ma'am?
Now I'm gonna tell you the truth about Janet. Janet married one of them rich Arabs over there. I saw that in the news.
See, one thing about Janet, she was always taught to marry the money, so I kind of believe that.
Yeah, she married somebody over there. She probably about the 10th wife or something.
Well, it don't matter. She's the 11th wife. Hell, she married somebody rich. The man who preached the broke as hell.
Wow.
And then on top of that, he's right on that. It don't matter to Janet Jackson because she's Jehovah anyway. She's Jehovah Witness, so you know she believe anything. So hey, why not be 10th wife?
You know, old Bow Wow, he went over there to
the
old cash money
restaurant.
That's what he's doing.
Wow.
Bow Wow did what?
Wow.
He owed that cash money. He owed it with baby now.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They dropped him.
They dropped him, though. Well, man. Those about got all that cash money. Thought he was going to start doing that.
Okay, check it out, guys. I can't hear everybody talking at one time. I know the rest of the order is very confusing. So let's try to pick it up because I don't want to cut people's mics off because we're all grown in the fall. So everybody can't talk at one time. Now, Harold was coughing. Then I heard something, and I don't know what it was. So I think it was you talking, the Don. What'd you say, Don?
I heard Harold cough, and I thought, I was like, Harold, is you okay? Are you smoking? What are you smoking, Harold?
Oh, he's smoking brownies, man. Believe it or not, he's smoking a brownie. He's smoking a brownie. Rolled it up and smoking a brownie.
He's smoking a brownie, eating weed, and shooting up liquor in his arm.
Well, you guys are all talking about it. I tell you. Hey, you know what? I watched your show one day, man. You guys had Rick Ross on there, the rapper. You guys were talking about
the rapper. No. His name is let's get this straight right. His name is William Roberts. Okay. He's not Rick Ross.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you did say William Roberts. And then you said, or the security guard. So, you know what?
Officer Ricky. You know, we can call him that, too. But he's not Rick Ross.
Officer Ricky.
So, the real Rick Ross is from California. Yeah.
Right. So check it out, my man. What was up with that? What were you talking about? I mean,
we don't rock with Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I mean? We don't rock with Rick Ross. If we ever catch him somewhere, we're going to beat his ass. And basically, you know what I mean?
Wow.
We don't really give a damn about Rick Ross. Anybody that want to step in that shit, they can get it too. Because one thing about it, ain't none one of them ever paid my light bill, helped me pay my light bill, helped me pay my rent, or helped me do anything, you know what I'm saying, paid nothing for me. So really, I care nothing about them. I'm a friend to no one. Joe Scumbag.
I get you. And I hear what you're saying, man.
Then on GD, going to bring it. They're going to bust him off my prop anyway. Folks keep talking about putting up no coming to my, it ain't GDs in California. Ain't no GDs, no up. Man, you crazy. Why don't videos out there then? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them GDs going to see by him, girl, for real. Either way it go, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people
and say, how you going to buy shoes from a guy that's overweight? How you selling athletic shoes and he overweight? Think about that.
Yeah.
You
wow.
going to buy some joints
wow.
from a nigga that's fat? Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man.
And then on top of that,
real.
He better stop doing all them drugs, man, and start having all them seizures, man. Him and Lil Wayne,
right.
they racing each other for seizures. And see who's going to have the most seizures this year. I think Lil Wayne is edging him out.
Wow. You guys are really on it. Check it out. DJ Black Caesar Free. Since we were discussing Rick Ross's security officer, he said get the real Rick Ross on the phone with us. So he's on the phone right now. Rick, say hello to everybody. Rick, are you there?
Hold on 1 second. My radio is tripping.
Okay.
Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. For the first time ever, the waters of infected the United States Studios Theater that just using it on the TV. You can start it everywhere. Plus, the phone is cleared on lasers and terror traps. It's never been larger. $25 on tour kiosks. Get your ticket online now.
You're on the radio.
There is no way to come.
Wow. He's getting feedback because he's on a radio show. He's getting feedback.
Hey, Rick, where you get your new radio, so, baby? That radio right there don't sound right.
Yeah, no. It's feedback.
Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Rick, you're on the phone. You're on the radio right now with DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, man. We were having a debate about Rick Ross. They were talking about him, and then your name came up. I was like, why not get you on the phone right now so everybody can meet you? So I have on the phone with me, I have a couple guests on the phone. You guys can introduce yourself to Mr. Rick Ross.
Yeah, man, it's Jazzy the Don, the hottest rapper in Middle Georgia. You know what I mean? And I'm definitely a Maybach killer, man. I don't really give a two squats about that clown.
Well, you know, we doing a mixtape called the Street Talking Back, and that's gonna be what real street cats is gonna get to voice their opinion about. All these studio rappers and all these dudes who claiming the fame that ain't never lived a game. And for all y'all, if y'all want to send the music to me, you can send me at you can hit my boy Suave at 916-910-4134 and get that music to me, because we looking for music right now for guys who ain't scared to go against Universal, Warner Brothers, and all them suckers that's in power right now.
Hey, Rick, what you said
number
was again? 916-910-4134. Okay, 44. Now, what's the gentleman's name? What's the gentleman's name on the other end of the phone? Who is that? Who are we getting at?
Suave.
Suave, okay. Well, yeah, we most definitely will support you, Mr. Rick Free, Ricky Ross. Most definitely get on that. And I will sing some music to your gab, man. But I just want to ask you a question real quick. Now, I know you're working on the T-shirts over there. I know you got a lot of things you're working on. So, but let me ask you a question. I don't know if you can even answer this. I just got a question to ask you right now about Rick Ross. What's going on with your deal with Rick Ross? What's going on with Ricky Rose with the security guard? What's going on with that right now in the courts?
Well, the judge ruled that she made us appeal against Warner Brothers. That she was going to make us appeal. I mean, since she had made us appeal against Universal, that she might as well just add it all in at one time, because if we lost our appeal against Universal, we was going to lose our appeal against Warner Brothers. So we're appealing the whole situation right now.
Okay. That's about it, man, because I know you don't want to put it all out there, but I just wanted to see what you had going on with Ricky Rose, man, because I'm still seeing talk about him not really representing anything, not really doing anything for anyone out there.
That dude's name ain't no Rick either. His name is William Roberts.
These guys got to tell me that, man. I'm sorry. You got to start calling that, man. His name is William Roberts, man. That's his name, man. Oh, he's Officer Ricky.
Officer Ricky.
That's what I call him.
Name, you know what I'm saying? Because he says talent is what made him famous. You know, let him do his own name, William Roberts, and drop the Ricky Ross, the Ricky Rose. He ain't no Rick.
Yeah, he's Rick.
Yeah, he ain't nothing. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, I don't like what he said about T.I. years ago. He had a song, he was dissing T.I., and I don't appreciate that.
Wow. Wow.
Real talk, you know what I mean? I got a problem with that. I don't like, you know what I mean? Then he tried to sweep it up on the rug, and then I don't like how he died with the GD, died with the black team, died with that, and then as soon as the streets fold on his ass, he tried to run the baby there. He tried to run the Wayne there, man. Like they gonna say him, man. Them niggas ain't real neither.
Yeah,
So how you gonna run to them? You know what I mean? One thing about it, I don't care nothing about the industry. Cause one thing about me, I've been doing hip hop, man, so long, man. I've been doing hip hop, man, independently, man, NGA, man. You know what I mean? So I don't care nothing about the industry. I don't care how they feel, none of that. Cause ain't now one of them never cut me a check. Ain't now one of them ever tried to help me out. You know what I'm saying? Every time I do something, every time I book a show, I book it myself. Don't nobody help me do nothing. So at the end of the day, man, I'm the one that's paying for this. I'm the one that's paying for that. So, you know what I mean? I don't care nothing about the industry. I don't care nothing about Rick Ross. I don't care about William Roberts, a.k.a. Rose, you know what I mean, a.k.a. Officer Rich. I don't care about him. I don't care about none of them guys that ain't trying to support independent artists, man. The real talk, man. I don't care nothing about
them. See, you can do it like that. You're a made man. But some cats, they ain't made, you know what I'm saying? They need the people that's pulling his strings to okay their existence.
I feel you on that, but we gotta break that chain, man. Break that chain on our minds. Like they won't make the industry won't make a dollar without the talent. Like how can they put a CD out if I don't rap on the CD? If I'm Jay-Z and they put the CD out and I don't rap on it, where they gonna you ain't never seen an instrumental CD go platinum. You ain't never seen a beat CD go platinum.
Right.
So you know what I mean? They gotta have the talent. They need us.
Right.
Let them use a Rolls Royce and a hollow gold chain. You know what I'm saying? To get up there and do their thing, and that's what they do.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? And one thing about it, man, every person that I've talked to from the record label, they always come at me with the lowest possible number they can give me. Like, they never try to come at me like, yo, we gonna give you, you know what I mean? So they can let me know, like, you know what I mean, you already making. And see, a lot of people don't know. You only have to sell 15,000 for the record label to recoup that money.
Hey, wow, man, you guys are really deep in the conversation, man.
Yeah,
we just raised up from the dead.
I was calling your name, Harold, but we couldn't get you, so I already know what you were doing. So,
I'm relaxing, man. Is he still on the phone?
Yeah, I got him on the phone.
Harold, you making me high? I got to smoke me one, Harold. Hey, make me roll up, Harold. You so high.
Hey, Mr. Rick Ross, man. How about a tennis match, man?
When you get ready, let's do it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, y'all didn't know the real Rick Ross is a great tennis player, man.
Yeah, but hey, can I ask the real Rick Ross a question though? Can I ask you one thing? The guy that was working for the godmother, what's his name? The Cosby dude. Was he really working with the godmother, or is that just a made up?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know him before I got out. I couldn't tell you, you know, did he work for or not? You know, you never know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I be doing my little research. I'm like, yo, man, this dude here, man, he's saying too much to work. You work for the Colombians, but you telling everything, and you ain't dead?
Hey, you know what? They just did an article on me in Esquire magazine. Y'all got to check that out, man.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Definitely.
Hey, Rick, check it out. Man. We got a magazine coming out in January called the A&R Review, and we're going to talk to you about getting you in the first edition. What about that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, cool.
Can I ask one more question? Do you think the CIA is still involved in the whole drug thing, or is that just have they evolved into the free trade agreement thing? So everything's come from Mexico, or is CIA still heavily involved?
Ain't no way that you can bring drugs over here without the government knowing. They got cameras in the sky right now that can look at your license plate number and tell you what your license plate number is. So you don't believe that they know. When them truckers bringing truckloads and airplane loads of soap over to this country, they don't know about it. Come on. Absolutely, they know about it.
They
need drugs to keep the people down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Drugs to fill the penitentiaries up. You know, that's why we got 1 million black men in prison right now and 600,000 of them in there for nonviolent crime, for economic crime.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I'm going to say something. Hey, Rick, you ain't speak to me, buddy. I'm kind of upset that you ain't speak to me. So you've been talking. I've been trying to get your damn attention.
I told you, I said what's up to you and set that tennis match up.
That's that damn Harold. This Willie right here, Rick. What's going on, Rick?
Oh, okay. You kind of sound like Harold. Y'all must been smoking.
Yeah, I think they've been smoking.
He sent me some of that stuff over here. I'm smoking. I just got through smoking a bit of it. Oh, my God.
Well, man, you're like going crazy, man.
Wow.
Harold just come out of nowhere. Like,
wow, man.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, hold on, everybody. Hey, Vic, check it out, brother. I know you're busy right now, so if you got to go ahead and go, man, and we'll talk to you later, man. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, yeah, appreciate y'all, man, and I'm having a deep breath tonight. You know, y'all make sure y'all get one of them T-shirts. The Real Rick Ross is not a rapper.
You know what, man, I gotta get one of those T-shirts too, Rick. I gotta get on the ball, man.
Goddamn T-shirt, bro.
I gotta get on the ball. Hey, Rick.
Before the country nigga news.
Hey, Rick. I got a question for you, Rick, before you go. Do you have a PayPal?
Yeah, I got a PayPal.
Okay, send me your, email me your information about your PayPal, and I'll get a shirt tonight.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, guys. Let Rick go, because I know he has a lot going on. We finish up our show.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, what's up?
I want to say something, Caesar, because, hell, you ain't let me talk all damn night. I've been on the phone all night, and I ain't been able to
say I've been calling your name all night, man. You ain't listening.
All right. Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, what's up?
This is what I want to say right here real quick.
All right.
Hey, Caesar, once again, did you hear me when I say damn you?
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, Caesar. All right, this is what I want to say right here. I feel this damn moonshine, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'd be going to jail all the time. Now, if I were to go in business with the government, sell it for the government, hell, I'd be on a plan.
Oh, wow, this dude got a plan now. You're gonna have to pay
taxes, Willie. They gonna put taxes on all your moonshine, and you gonna be mad when you go.
And then they're gonna test it and see what's really in it. Ashes ain't gonna fly, Willie.
Yeah, you gonna hurt somebody with some ashes. Now, what I suggest is blunt ashes. Now, if you can put blunt ashes instead of the cigarette ashes, I think you will be doing a little bit better.
Wow, man.
I'm going to tell you about the cigarette ashes.
Why does not put brownies in it and stir it up and make it all mushy and stuff? Then you got the brownies in from Harold.
There you go.
Well,
right
Harold,
there. That's a brown twally.
Then you call it a mud flat and suck it out of a straw. You suck it out of a straw and call it a mud flat.
I call it a doo-doo Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, Harold, what you think about that, buddy?
I don't know, man. It sounds like a down south catastrophe, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like throwing feces into a fan, man. It's going to make a mess.
Feces into a fan.
Hey, I'm about to hit this meth pipe real quick. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Hey, Harold.
Wow, man. Did he say a meth pipe?
Yeah,
wow.
He's a meth addict. He's a meth addict, too.
No, man, that's not me, man. That's that crazy Willie, man.
Willie, you smoke meth, Willie?
They black Martians on the spaceship.
Yeah, Willie blew up my house, man. He blew up one of my houses down there in Jackson, Mississippi.
Hey, wait a minute, guy. Hey, Cedar, you did that yourself, buddy.
Hey, check it out, man. And then he tried to blame it on his little kid, a little 3-year-old, man. That's really ridiculous.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he said it was his cigar
Well, it seems like
you're
an a-hole.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. That goddamn Caesar, that's a low-down son of a bitch right there. That goddamn Caesar.
Wow.
Damn, Caesar.
Okay, I got you.
these are your friends?
And then he tried to... Caesar's not no damn friend of mine. Caesar tried to rip me off my goddamn rent money, and then he burned down my goddamn house and tried to say that I did it.
Wow.
But he really wanted to get me off his goddamn property.
Yeah, and I gotta say too, man, I think it was wrong that he fooled around with your girlfriend who's your sister, man.
What the fuck?
Wow. He's mad at me. I got caught up in a goddamn triangle. That's what the hell it was.
See, your friends will put you out there, I see.
Yeah, I see they will. And then they land on top of that, guys. So don't believe anything here these two gentlemen say because it's all make-believe. Hey,
I don't know.
Goddamn son of a bitch. Hey, Harold, you know I'm telling the truth, right?
I know. Caesar's got issues, man.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, Caesar, you're a low-down rotten son of a bitch. Tell everybody I'm
okay.
telling them
hey,
to turn down that damn house.
Hey, my man, Jess, you got another song called Let's Do It. What's that song about, brother?
Yeah. It's actually called Molly and Amanda, and it's really a song for the trappers, man. You know what I mean? The South, you know, everybody, you know, they love that trap music, so this really is a trap song. It's called Molly and Amanda. Or Let's Do It, whichever one you want. But both names are registered, you know what I mean, copyright purposes, you know what I mean, are involved. So that's the new single from Jazzy the Don on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, world premiere. It's called Let's Do It, a.k.a. Molly and Amanda. Let's go.
This is Fat Man.
This type of shit make the dope boys go crazy. I'm in the trap and I'm working with a couple
this
babies.
Pop a nigga cause I'm clutch, Ray Allen.
so don't forget it, cause my niggas on standby. And some in the summer, you know her. I take her on with clutching the hammer. So what it is, trap niggas gon' feel it, cause it's the truth. Real niggas in the stoop, MGB, what it do? Let's do it, cause you fuck around with Mr. Killer Poop. I'm a real nigga, it ain't nothing I won't do.
This type of shit make the dope boys go crazy. I'm in the trap and I'm working with a couple babies. Let's do it, 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 let's do it. This type of shit make the rapping hoes get stupid. I'm in your trap and I'm about to sell a couple cubes. Let's do it, let's do it.
Wow, that was hot.
Wow, that was hot, man.
I really like that. Dude, man, that's my new single, man. Molly and Amanda.
995-0679. That's 662. 995-0679. I'm sorry, man. You were saying? I was saying that's my new single. It's called Molly and Amanda. You know what I mean? It's on SoundCloud. It's on Reverb. It's on everywhere. The only thing you got to do is just Google it. And it's Molly and Amanda, like Miley Cyrus and Amanda Bynes. So it's Molly and Amanda. You know what I mean? You can Google Jazzy the Don. Yeah, that's what it is. So, you know, you can Google Jazzy the Don. You know what I mean? I'm everywhere. You can type it in, man. You can find, you know, I also do music. I do comedy. I do live events. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm trying to be multifaceted, multi-talented. You know what I mean? And I'm bringing a new face to the southern world of hip-hop.
Right. Hey, you know what, man? You sound like you got a lot going on. Sounds like you're somebody I would like to do some business with, so I'm gonna throw that out there also, let you know that I would like to do some business with you guys, and I would like you to maybe come back and tell us some news on the show. What do you think about that?
Oh man, I think that'll be great. When you want me to come back, man?
Next week.
That's what's up, man.
You got the show going crazy right now, man. I'm getting all kinds of messages on my Facebook and Twitter is going off the hook, man. I'm getting all kinds of questions, man. Want to know who you are, where you come from, and all that kind of stuff. And I've just been back and forth. Dude's from the ATL. He's from the ATL. He's a good friend. But we are going to share some information, man. But we're going to share it another time. I just wanted to throw it out there so you can know what was going on. We would like you to be part of the show. So I'll get back to you on that. But hold on. We have a caller at 7. Oh, I know who that is. 702. That's my girl right there from Las Vegas. Hi, Stacy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, mommy?
Great. Oh, wow.
You guys are cutting up today, thanks. Huh?
Yeah, we couldn't.
Everybody's going crazy over here right now. I was just telling the rest of the world that everybody's been asking me about my guest on the radio station right now. And then commenting on my man. Hey, dude, tell her what your name is, Don.
My name is Jazzy the Don. I'm the hottest rapper in Middle Georgia. You can type that in any search engine. It'll pop up. I got like over 60, 70 pages of Google, and you can find me anywhere. You know, Jazzy the Don, hottest rapper in Middle Georgia. You know what I mean? I do music. I do comedy. I do hip-hop. I do live events, man. And I'm just trying to bring a new face to southern hip-hop. That's what it is.
You know what? You're talking to an editor right now. Stacy's the editor for A&R Magazine. It's coming out in January. So she's one of the editors over there right now in Las Vegas doing her thing, and she's really, really packed up right now. So she will talk to you about an interview, my man. Just letting you know, we will get an interview with you to put in the magazine because you got a lot of things going on. I think we need to share some information out there. So we will share that information with Stacy. What's going on with you, dog?
Not a whole lot. I'm tuning in, listening. Everything got some pretty good music going on here. Some real talented people. I'm looking forward to working with them.
Oh yeah, well I'm so glad that you enjoy my music, man. You know what I mean? that's just one thing that I do though. I'm multi talented, but I love the music. I take my craft very seriously. So when I put out a product, when I put out something, man, I make sure that people will like it. So I'm really glad that you feel that way about the music. So.
Wow.
Yeah, please learn.
What'd you say, Willie?
Right there, we got one coming. He makes sure his product is good. I try to make damn sure mine is good as well.
Willie, you on top of it, man. You really on top of it. Hey, Willie, let me check with Harold and see if Harold's on fire. Hey, Harold, are you out there?
Yeah, man, I'm here, man. I'm just relaxing, man. Cold chilling, bro.
Cold. You got Stacy on the phone, man. You didn't say hello to Stacy.
I'm feeling kind of offended, Harold.
Oh, man, I thought I was coming out to see you and we were going to the Bunny Ranch. What happened?
I told you I couldn't. I was all out of my purses.
That's all I want to do. I want to get up close and personal. I want to go to the ranch out there and
look
party.
At you, Harold. I told you, I have to work on getting those passes.
Okay, well, you know, I'm waiting. I'm just, like, really patient right now, trying to figure out what our next move is.
I understand. You'll be all right.
Hey,
just
Harold.
Get back and keep eating those brownies.
Oh, wow, she got you, Harold. Hey, Harold, you're too young for that anyway, man. You can't get into Bunny Ranch.
Oh, man, well, I mean, I'm 30 years old, man.
Harold, you got to be a little bit older than 30 then, Harold.
Go watch some cartoons. Eat some Fruit Loops or something. Sit your ass down.
Wow.
It's
man. Wow. Hey, guys, check it out, man. Stacy's on the phone, and Stacy has some news for us. What you got, Stacy?
Yeah, you know, Caesar, I'm really kind of amazed what's going on with this George Zimmerman and the Shelley Zimmerman. You know, they can't seem to stay out of that media at all. And what's confusing, you know, I'm sure everybody's heard about what happened on September 9th where he allegedly, there was an alleged dispute, right? A domestic dispute.
Right.
Yes. And it originally it initiated, you know, from an iPad. And what happened is, supposedly through some sort of text messaging, you know, she came over to the house because they were divorced and she's going to, you know, try to pack up their stuff. They got into this huge argument. At one point in time, now keep in mind, you know, she's on probation right now, serving 12 months probation for perjury about her, you know, during the whole Trayvon Martin trial and the, you know, lying about the finances. Well, she initially calls 911, right, and saying that he's going to pull for his gun. Then later retracts the statement.
Wow.
So
I think it's a publicity stunt.
You think what?
Publicity stunt to stay in the news, to keep their name in the news. It's a publicity stunt.
Publicity stunt or not, what gets me is that, you know, the chief of police right there of the county was saying that supposedly the woman that was with. They couldn't find the gun. So the woman that was actually with George Zimmerman claims that there was a gun indeed in the car that they had a permit for. But, unfortunately, the police didn't have authority to check it, so they say. So now the guy's off scot-free again. But
wow.
They have him on tape. They do have him on tape from a neighbor, video camera, stating that he snatched the iPad. She was videotaping the argument dispute he allegedly hit the father-in-law in the face, and that's when, you know, she called the police. And he destroyed all the evidence, and now they can't get through the iPad to get it, to find out what's going on with that.
Stacey, I appreciate you saying that, Golly getting up to that right there, because guess what? I got the actual 911 call that she made to the police station.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
911, you need police, fire, medical.
This is Summer Attorney Police.
All right, we do have units en route to you, ma'am. Is he still there?
I got a question. What is that noise out there right now? Everybody, please put your phones on mute. Put your phones on mute if you're not talking right now, because something's going on in the background. So put your phones on mute, and I'll play that 911 call. Okay, here we go.
911, do you need police, fire, or medical?
This is Summer Attorney Police.
All right, we do have units en route to you, ma'am. Is he still there?
Yes, he is, and he's trying to shut the garage door on me.
Is he inside now?
No, he's in his car, and he continually has his hand on his gun, and he keeps saying, step closer. He's just threatening all of us with his firearm. And he's going to shoot us.
Okay.
He punched my dad in the nose. My dad has a mark on his face. I saw his glasses were on the floor. He accosted my father and then took my iPad out of my hand and smashed it and cut it with a pocket knife. And there's a Lakeman city worker across the street that I believe saw almost all of it.
Okay.
He's sitting in a truck right now. He just showed up here, but my phone died, so I had to call you from my father's phone.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was trying to get you back. Kept going to voicemail.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm really, really
have you in the area where you're at, okay? So just stay on the line with me.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what he's capable of. I'm really, really scared.
All right, there are multiple units in the area. All right. This is the right? What's your phone number that you're calling on now?
Yes. Oh, the police are here.
Yeah, what is the Merman doing right now?
He's in his truck. There's police here with their weapons.
Is he, does he see them?
I'm sorry?
Does he see them?
Yeah, they're telling his bodyguard to get out of the way. Oh, my God. Dad, get behind a car or something. I don't know if he's going to start shooting at us or not.
Are you guys outside right now?
Yes, we are. And the police have their weapons. Dad, get inside the house. George might start shooting at us. I don't know. We're going inside the house.
Okay, go back inside.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys both inside now?
Yes.
Okay, stay in there, okay? Let the police take care of it.
Okay. He's got his hands in the air. He's not touching his weapon.
Okay. Okay. Is
he's
your
out
is
of
your
his
father
pocket,
need medical?
Like. Dad, do you need medical? He says no, but I think he does. He does need medical. He's shaking. He said he feels like he's gonna have a heart attack. His nose. Yes, you do, because your nose looks like it's all. It could be broken. I think he should have a medical. If we can have an ambulance come.
Sure. They will have to stay. They won't be able to approach until the situation outside is secured. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But
oh my
you guys
God.
Are safe inside, correct?
Yes.
Shelly, you're doing really good, okay? This is a tough situation for anyone, all right? Let's stay on the line with you, all right? And so our units can speak with you, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Are you okay? You said he did take something out of your hand. Do you need medical as well?
I don't think so. Did you shock?
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get FC to respond, okay?
Okay. Dad, get inside right now.
Make sure he stays inside until someone comes and lets you guys know it's okay for you to step out from inside.
Okay.
We're getting FBI on the line to come to you, all right? But like I said, they can't come up to check out your father until they secure the scene, okay?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, Shelly, take a couple deep breaths for me, all right?
Someone's in there?
Excuse me?
There's this woman in there. Oh, my God.
Let
her in. Oh, my God.
Shelly? To Charlie Center. Are you 1025 with the complainant? Mm-hmm. 1026.
Here he is, right there, guys. You heard yourself. And the 911 call made by Sheila, man. That's pretty incredible. But I heard Stacey that she was kind of like making up a lot of it. What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, and it really makes it bad. It really does, because here this man, he's getting off scot-free. And you know what's even worse? What's even worse? They have
what's
a statute
that?
In Florida right now. They have a statute. And what it is if the state can't prove that the defendant is guilty, they're going to have to the state is going to have to pay the legal costs to the defendant. So now not only is this man getting off scot-free, right? And I'm not saying that there wasn't some sort of domestic dispute, but, I mean, if he is getting off scot-free again, he's looking at getting at least $300,000 from the Trayvon Martin case because he was found innocent.
Wow.
So now you've got this going on, and then she's turning around, and she's already on for perjury, right? She's on a 12-month probation for perjury. First she says he has a gun. Then she turns around and she says, well, she didn't see it, but she just knows from past experience that he might have it on. You could see the dramatics on the 911 tape. I mean, you know, enough is enough. Enough is enough.
I think
the Trayvon Martin thing, man, is really something orchestrated to show the minorities that you're not in charge. You know what I mean? To show them that you don't, that we're still in charge. That even if the public opinion shows that you're wrong, even if everybody with common sense knows that you're wrong, you still don't have a voice. That's what I take from. I mean, come on, man. This guy's running around with a pistol. You know what I mean? He's threatening people. He's beating up people. You know what I mean? He's already killed. He's already murdered a young teenager. I mean, like, what's it gonna take for these people to stop this guy, man? I mean, like, he thinks he's bad now, like you know, he's a big bad wolf. I mean,
well,
and it doesn't help. Training.
It doesn't help when she's turning around and I mean, let's just get the guy. Do you know that? I mean, that's just my own personal opinion. Let's just get the guy. But if you're gonna turn around and make it easy for him to get off scot free again, I mean, tell the truth.
Yeah,
if there was a domestic excuse, you probably would have stood a better chance. But now you're looking kind of shady.
You know that a lot of people think that this guy is white, man. He's actually Spanish, and his father's a judge, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's not even color. It's about rich and poor, man. That's what I mean by white, man. White is rich. You know what I mean?
I think that a politic is a politic, man. And his father being a judge, man. If he was black, it'd be the same thing, man. I mean, this guy's father's a judge, man. You know, and wrong is wrong, man. But I mean, I wouldn't compare him to white, man, because a lot of white people don't own that guy, man. You know what I mean?
It's a public perception of what he is, though. You know what I mean? I know that he's Spanish, but when you put his picture up there, he just looks like a white guy. So if you got people that really don't listen, that's basically just looking at the pictures, they just see white against black, and see that's how they want to portray it. You know what I'm saying? That's why they had it so sensationalized in the media, because they wanted division between black and white people. But it didn't happen. It only brought black and white people together. It was a ploy for the powers that be. Because I mean, come on, man, young teenagers get shot every day.
Because I hear you 100%. But what gets me is you know that whole stand the ground, right? Stand your ground. There was another woman. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Marissa Alexander. You guys familiar with her?
Yeah.
Marissa Alexander had never been arrested before, and she fired a bullet into a wall, right, to scare her husband off, who had actually beat her, and admitted that he admitted to hurting her. She was pregnant, serving 20 years. She tried to invoke the stand your ground. Now, all she did was fire it at a wall. She never even killed anybody, as Zimmerman had.
She just fired
it into a wall. She was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
So I get what you're saying with that, but, I mean, at one point, what does he have? What is it that he has? So now you've got a domestic case here. We're all familiar. My heart bleeds for Trayvon's family. You've got you know, Trayvon. How is that okay with Stand Your Ground? What does this man have that poor Marissa Alexander, now, who had two children, she had twins, she had to leave her babies, 20, she'll never see him. So at some point in time, what is it that he has that he's able to get away with on that? You think it's because his father's a judge, maybe?
Yeah, man, that's definitely the reason, man. I mean, it could have been a little white kid or Chinese kid or a Spanish kid, man, but this guy's father's a judge, man, and he's getting off all these charges, man.
It's a combination of that, and it's bigger than that, man.
Yeah.
Hey, can I explain something real quick, buddies?
Right.
I want to explain something. Every now and then, I got to show that I'm kind of intelligent.
You like elephants, man. Yeah. You're seeing elephants?
No, it's something intelligent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
I'm trying to say.
The moonshine is wearing off.
The word is intelligent. The word is intelligent.
Or, okay, intelligent, Caesar. Hell, you know what the hell I'm trying to say.
That's the word you're looking for.
I want to explain something real quick when people say white people. When they say white people, we talking about white, you know, they talking about white supremacy. Every white person don't think they're, you know, they ain't got that type of mind. They really talking about the white mind. If you got the white mind, you think you're better and bigger than everybody. That means white people, but not white people in general. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. So that does not necessarily mean that, you know, people like, you know, Harold and the young lady on the phone, that don't mean that they're white-minded or white supremacy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That just means, so they shouldn't get offended when somebody say white people. That means people in power are supremacists.
Right.
They ain't got no damn power.
Yeah, I agree with Willie.
The same damn people, Caesar, they don't like poor white people either.
Exactly. They don't like it if you're poor.
Yeah, well, look, check out my word. This is what I got to say on the whole Trayvon situation. You guys probably didn't even know. Does anybody know Trayvon's dad? Do you guys know what his dad used to be, or what he still is?
He's a crackhead, isn't he?
No, what is his dad?
No, he's not a crackhead. I'll tell you that right back. He's not a crackhead. Does anybody know what Trayvon's dad is? What he's ranked right now and what he's involved with.
Okay. I don't know. I know that was
a check it out, guys. I'm about to break it down and tell you what Trayvon's dad's involved with. Now, a lot of you guys might think this is a shocker listening to me right now, but I can prove my theory because you can go on YouTube, you can go online and look it up for yourselves. Trayvon's dad is an Illuminati. He's a grandmaster mason. So basically what they're saying Trayvon's dad needed to accomplish his test, and his test was to get somebody killed. And everybody knows in the Illuminati you got to get somebody killed in the family. So they're saying that's why the guy didn't get busted. I shouldn't even be saying this right now because I'm thinking too much. But I'm going to say this and I'm going to finish it up. You guys can figure it out for yourselves. They're saying that Trayvon is involved with the Illuminati. He's a grandmaster and wizard and masonry. Then they're saying that, you know, if you guys know what the masonry is, if you know what the grand Illuminati is, you already know they got to kill somebody close in the family. So that will be somebody close in the family. And then Zimmer didn't go to jail for that. Nobody even put the handcuffs on him when he was sitting in the back of the car. So he's sitting in the back of the car, even though his dad is a judge out there in the industry. He has a lot of money. We're speaking on that because he's a federal judge. So he's a judge. He's helping. Got to help out his son. So I think that the Illuminati had something to deal with it. And the reason why I think that is because they already posted it a couple times. Nobody ever sees that because nobody is looking for that. But the thing, if you actually do your homework and you go online tonight and you look up George Zimmerman. And then you look up Trayvon Martin's father. That's all you got to put in. Trayvon Martin's father, Illuminati, Grandmaster Mason, and it'll come up on YouTube. When you come up with all that stuff, you put it together for yourselves, guys. You don't have to guess at it. I mean, too many people guessing at it. Now, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I will say is this. He's a Grandmaster Wizard, Grandmaster Mason. He's in the Masonry. So that's already one thing that I can't prove. Then I can say that, hey, his dad is very, very, very smart. And then we already know that in the Illuminati, they already have somebody where they got to kill someone, you know, someone close to you, like Michael Jackson, like Whitney Houston, John McCarthy. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. If you all do your homework, then you'll find out, hey, you know what? That's a lot more to the story than what it is, because how is this guy so powerful? He's a Mexican cat. His dad's a federal judge. But how is he so powerful and not going to jail for anything he does? But guess what, guys? Here's the thing right here. Him and Sheila are first facing jail time right now because Sheila did the perjury thing, true enough, but they're facing perjury time. She's facing jail time because of maybe the story she made up on George Zimmerman right now. You know, that's not too bad that his wife made up a story on him. But the thing is, she probably made it a story on him because she was scared and thought something was going to happen to her and her father. So that's probably what she made up a story. So that's just my theory. I'm just saying, but I'm going to stop talking right now and let somebody else talk. What's up?
Yeah, man. I think it's just a tool of the powers that be. Like, okay, they want us to focus on that to keep our mind off of Syria. You know what I mean? They want us to focus on things that really don't. I mean, we can't control that. Like, we can't control what the jury thinks because we don't control
right.
that anyway. So why
right.
would we get so worked up? You know what I mean, about this situation. I mean, this happens every day. And just like
right.
you said, you pointed out with the other case. Okay, it's the same case, but no one died, and she got time for it. Like
20
right.
years,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, they let you know right there is some people that's pulling the strings. It's some people that make sure that Zimmerman case goes to CNN. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
like,
right.
with that being said, people look at the whole situation and they feel a certain type of way, but when they should look at it from outside the box. Okay, both sides
right.
are working together. Both sides are working together. I mean, how can this guy get away with killing your child and you're not a least bit angry? You're going around the country doing speeches and doing paid engagement to speak. Like, that's what Trayvon's family's doing. They're going around the country with all these shyster preachers and all these money-grabbing preachers doing speeches across the nation. Like, why would you do that? You're doing interviews for money and all that. Why are you doing that? You're exploring your son's death. Like, that lets me know, like okay, if someone in your family that dies, you're not going to go and do interview about their life, you know what I'm saying, exploring their death like that. You're not going to do that. So when you see people that's doing that, you have to think and question, like, question their integrity and what's their motive. You know? I mean, it's always something.
Oh, always something. But you know what? The longer and the more you keep it in the media, the more you talk about it, the more they're getting hit. Bottom
right.
line.
Right.
The more
right.
becomes,
right.
the more and it's just like enough is enough. But here's the problem. You've got more people turning around, you know, having discussions like we are, getting on Facebook, shouting out, putting it out there, but nobody's doing anything to change the laws. Nobody's doing anything to fight it and to make it safer for everybody. I mean, it's, this woman's got 20 years, this man gets off scot-free, and he's yet has more vows. I mean, we're talking, he's got been in altercations, now he's got the domestic violence, he's been stopped numerous times by the police, always gone scot-free.
Yeah, it's something to that.
Where you at, baby? You in the kitchen? Who in the goddamn kitchen?
Oh, the picture. Did someone just say, hold the picture?
I think it's Ray is smoking on what's really in the Harold smoking on.
No, wow, man, I got that good cushion alcohol.
Hey, Harold. Hey, Harold, just a second, buddy. Save me some of the goddamn mushrooms over there. I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
I'm listening to my favorite song, man. I can't figure out who this is, man. He's talking about good cushion alcohol, man.
Oh, wow.
That's future.
Hey,
I'm loving it, man.
Check it out. I just posted on Facebook. The truth of, check this out. I said, you will be surprised if it's too famous. Then I said, the DJ Black Caesar and Friendship bringing the truth out on the Trayvon story. So everybody go please up there and leave a comment behind me. You know, represent Trayvon, you know, because that's what we push for. We all represent Trayvon.
Hey, Cesar, I know you're so goddamn smart, buddy.
Yeah, I know you did. But anyway, if you guys don't
Cesar's
mad,
the man.
Go there and
Cesar, I got it.
Cesar, I'm sorry.
Cesar, I wanted to tell you. Congratulations on your shout-out from Plies.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy right there. I wouldn't even expect that. I don't know if you know the whole story, Stacey.
Yeah.
Trayvon. Wow, I'm sorry. Me, Plies had beef with me. You probably don't know about that, do you?
No, I wouldn't.
Plies had beef with you.
Oh, yeah, Trash had beef with me. And the reason why he had beef with me is because me and my brother, wow, man, we made a commercial. We made a statement about Plies, but the thing is, it wasn't really a statement. It was more. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Loudly.
Okay.
Got you.
It was more about, we have a video that we did about Plies, and there was nothing derogatory in there. There was nothing criticizing his name in there. There was nothing about us talking bad about him. But Plies took it the wrong way. So he took it the wrong way, and somebody called me up one day, and they said they were Plies, and they told me all about it, and basically told me to take the video offline. So anyway, I had magazines. When I didn't take it offline, I had magazines calling me up talking about, hey, dude, we want to interview you, man. I was like, who is this? And they were like, oh, this is such and such magazine. This is a magazine Cross Seas. This is a magazine way from you guys. So we want to interview DJ Black Cesar, and we want to know the truth about what's going on with Plies. Because Plies actually made a song that he did with Lil Wayne, what's the guy's name, DJ Khaled, and T-Pain. And in the song, he said he was going to come down to Mississippi and bust the landlord's head. So I was I had people calling me up all over, man. And if you guys know me, you know my phone book, you know my phone. My phone is loaded with people. So I went through for a while. I got a lot of promotion from this. And at the same time, I was getting the video only had like 600 views at the time. Now it's already up to over 40,000. So anyway, the video blew up. So anyway, Plies made the comment. At least somebody said they were Plies, made the comment. So I was like, wow, really? Okay, cool. So here's the deal. So I got online with like a lot of these internet magazines, a lot of these magazines online. Even The Source did a story with me. They wanted to know about the Plies situation. So I gave them the interview also. So everybody was wanting to know, what did Plies say? And I told him, I was like, well, a cat called me up. He said his name was Plies, because I don't know if it was Plies or not, but it sounded like that. But anyway, the cat called me up, and he said he was Plies, and he wasn't happy with the video we had. If you guys get a chance, go to the Landlord of the South, D.A., Landlord of D.A. South. Go there to the YouTube. Check it out. No, you guys tell me if you think there's a problem with that video right there. There was no problem with it. We did a video about Plies. We did one about 50 Cent. We did one about Lil Wayne. They're all on the same thing. We never did criticize anyone. We never did talk about anyone bad, derogatory. So anyway, they made that comment. We made that comment. And it was just like a whole big thing that we started. The Lil Wayne and 50 Cent, that video didn't do too much.
I paid them lightly with
it. Anyway, check out the Plies video and tell me if you think we did something wrong, because I don't see that we did anything wrong.
So out of the blue, he decides to salute you?
No, out of the blue, this is the reason why he saluted me, because we were talking on the phone. And I made a comment. Then he made a comment. Then I said, you know what, brother? I was like, hey, man. I said, I'm glad we good now, man. I'm glad we cool now. I just want to salute you. So then he made double salute on Facebook, on Twitter to me. So that's why I got the double salute.
I tell you what,
you mean scare ass fly?
You what now?
You mean scare ass pussy ass fly?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I can't call him all that, man. I don't talk about rappers like that. Because you never know, but the thing is,
I do.
Yeah, you never know, man. You never know. I can work.
I tell you what, Cesar.
I can't call him pussy.
I'll come down there and bust your damn head, goddamn crooked ass landlord.
I hear you, Willie. But Willie, until you do that,
he's no goddamn $5,000 goddamn dollars already. I was in your damn place over about 10 damn months, and hell, I lost goddamn money.
Hey Willie, until you do that, I still say the same thing. I still go through the same proper channels. I still got to say the same thing to you, man. Until you do that, until you bust my head, come down here and bust my head, then I got to tell you the same thing, man. Salute to you, brother, because, yeah, you know what? I don't take threats. I don't take threats, man. I don't make threats. I don't take threats. But I say salute to you, Willie, because I know you're always drunk. I know you're probably drunk right now or you're talking to me. So it's all good, man. You're good people.
But I'm really sober right now, Plies scared, man. I'm going to tell you, man, he let 40 Glock, man, chump him off, man, let 40 Glock run him in the bathroom, and he took
that
chain,
man.
I already know
what you're talking about, man. I seen that,
man,
too. I watch YouTube, man, so I seen it also. But the thing is, you will never hear that come out of my mouth because I don't want to start anything with anyone, man. I'm saying this is coming out of the Georgia
damn, Plies. He's scared as hell. He's scared of 40 Glock, and 40 Glock is a sucker. And you know what I'm saying? 40 Glock, he a chump too. You know what I mean? Otto got Rick Ross, Plies, 40 Glock. All the rest of them fake-ass niggas in the rap game, man, I ain't got no love for you, man. I'm going to call it how I see you, man, every time. Cause a fight come with that.
Wow.
Wow.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Wow.
That's real
tough. Wow.
I ain't got no love for no crooked-ass landlords that want to cheat me out with goddamn money. See, you showed me my damn $1,500, and I didn't get my damn deposit from you.
Willie, you blew up a damn... Hey, Willie, why you talking all that smack, man? You blew up a dang trailer that I own that people could have lived in. You blew it up because you're cooking crystal methane in the basement. You don't even have a basement on a trailer. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. The police report. But anyway, you were cooking crank or whatever it's called in the house, man. You blew it up and then blamed it on a 3-year-old kid still in diapers, man. Come on, man. Be for real.
Damn.
That was your goddamn kid that did it, so goddamn it, you're responsible, goddamn it. I didn't have nothing to do with that fire.
Okay, Willie, I hear you, Willie.
And then you said, I had to stay with Harold and Hilby for about 3 weeks, and damn it, I had to find me somewhere to stay, and damn it, you never did give me my goddamn, my deposit. You never gave me my damn deposit.
You never get that deposit back, Willie. You stayed there for about a year. You paid rent for Jazz, man. Come on, man. Be for real. Bro, you owe me, man. I should sue your ass right now. You know what?
I'm coming.
Hey, check it out, everyone.
Goddamn,
check it out, everyone.
Goddamn, little damn son of a bitch. I'm whipping your ass, goddamn it. I'm coming down here today. First thing tomorrow morning, see, I'm coming whip your ass.
Hey, here's the deal right now, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. The DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. It's always a pleasure to have my guests on the show. I want to thank the Dunn for coming tonight. Thank you, Dunn. I want to thank your partner on the phone right now. I want to thank him. And I want to say to everybody else, thank you guys. I appreciate everything you guys do. I want to thank Stacey for stopping by, telling the news like it is. And also,
hey, can I plug my show one more time before you go?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
I want to plug my show one more time before you go. It's the Country Nick Ninja News,
check it out, brothers. Do this right here. Let me finish up, and I'll let you finish up, all right? Now, this is what I want to say to you. I want you to give your social networks. I want you to give all your social networks that you function off of, along with your show. Let me finish up right quick. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. Comes up every Wednesday night at 7:00 p.m. Check it out. It's on next week. We'll be on at 7:00 p.m. Central Time. So check us out again. And I want to thank Harold Hippie for always being high in this fantasy world. I want to thank Willie Redneck for always being really difficult and always drunk on that moonshine. I want to thank Stacey for coming back doing the news so perfectly, so precisely. And it's just been a wonderful night, guys. I thank everyone. And now I want to get my guest out here to tell us what the Dunn has going on. Dunn, tell me your social network. Tell everyone your social network, Dunn.
Right. You can reach Size of the Dunn on Twitter at Ziggy Jazzade, at JIGGYJASE. You can also reach me at Facebook at Jazz of the Dunn. And you can also reach me on Google. Just type in Jazz of the Dunn. You can go to my YouTube page. It's Jazz of the Dunn TV. And we've got a new episode of my hit TV show called The Country Nigga News. Type that in just how I sound, Country Ninja News Station. And
much love to DJ Black Caesar and friends, you know what I'm saying? And check out my two new singles, Molly and Amanda and Hard Day's Work. It's on SoundCloud, Reverb, all the sites. Just type it in, David Dunn, the hottest rapper in Middle Georgia. Type that in, and I'll pop up. Keep supporting me. Keep riding with me. Keep downloading me. Keep hollering at me. And I'm a friend to none of these industry rappers. I'm coming at your neck. Rick Ross, Plies, all y'all can eat a D.I.C., and you know the rest.
You're stand your ground, baby. You stand your ground.
Right.
Hey, let me give up my social network real quick. It's WHOOPCEZAASS.com.
Whoop, Caesar ass.
What does that spell, Miss Sam? What does that spell?
WhoopCeezerAss.com.
WhoopCeezerAss.com. Hey, guys. Also, check out the Landlord of the South. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Check out my Facebook page. Well, I'll give you the URL. It's CEO Caesar, CEOCEZA. And the Twitter page is DJ Black Caesar, at DJ Black Caesar. That's at simple DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar. CEZA, and check me out. Also, if you guys want to get in touch with me for an interview, you get at me at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. But we're going to end this thing right now with a man, Dad the Dunn. He has that song, Let's Do It. I literally like that song, man. That was a hot song. So I got to play that one more time. Hey, man, I got that hot song, man. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, man. I'm probably talking to you tomorrow on the next day, John. I'm going to get in touch with
you
so we can work together. But I want to play that song one more time. It's all right with you, and it's all right with everyone else. We're going to end the show with that song right there. When the song goes off, the show will be ended.
This is
all right, that's it.
This type of shit make the dope boys go crazy. I'm in the trap and I'm working with a couple babies. Let's do it, 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 let's do it. Hot 95 in my old lady Honda. Got a phone call, it's my damn baby mama. She say my little boy needs some shoes for the summer. Bought him two pair of J's and I gave her 300. Traffic in the work and the money on the Honda. I just bought some Kush, but I really want some Gunna. Jungle, face in the trap. I gave my plug a five and he said, meet me in the back. I got this sack, I'm from Middle Georgia. Drug your pussy ass like I never even knew ya. I'm from the ground, I'm sewer. Try me, bitch, I do ya. Oh, I got them goons, I send them right to ya. Never sip Kahlua, bitch, I'm on that moment. And I ain't never seen a school, I'd rather own a Rolex. We call that shit a Folex, we all do for Jesus. And I ain't friend shit, pussy nigga gotta pay me. This type of shit make the dope boys go crazy. I'm in the trap and I'm working with a couple babies. Let's do it, 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 let's do it. This type of shit make the rapping hoes get stupid. I'm in your trap and I'm about to sell a couple too. Let's do it, 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 let's do it. Kick it up on Molly, I done smoked a whole pack. Laughing at the fans, I done sold a whole sack. I got that cold crack, ice cubes in my Pyrex. It's my time, fuck nigga, so I got it. I hit her in her Kotex, put her on a plane. Shit was tight work, so they bought the whole thing. I'm talking cocaine, Molly and Amanda. No cell charge, I'm Houdini on the camera. I be in Atlanta, no strip club. Right back to the country after I just see my plug. I be selling drugs, jugging around the city. I been selling dope since Pop was this and Biggie. And I been cooking chicken, stop by selling weed. If you like the geek, bitch, I got what you need. What you say? Cooking chicken, stop by selling weed. If you like the geek, bitch, I got what you need. This type of shit make the dope boys go crazy. I'm in the trap and I'm working with a couple babies. Let's do it, 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 let's do it. This type of shit make the rapping hoes get stupid. I'm in your trap and I'm about to sell a couple too.
Lights ain't worthy, but I ain't tripping cause I'm right back on my pimp shit. You catch rickets, I am legend like Will Smith. My soul niggas that I got when they need a super left.
I'm in the slammer, you know her. I take her on when clutching the hammer. So what it is, trap niggas don't feel it, cause it's the truth. Real niggas in the stoop, MGB, what it do? Let's do it, cause you fuck around with Mr. Kim Boo. I'm a real nigga, it ain't nothing I won't do.
This type of shit make the dope boys go crazy. I'm in the trap, and I'm with your with a couple babies. Let's do it, 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 let's do it.